It's a pleasure to be here with you today and to share in the Word. I'm Danny Roman, and Don said, I'm the director of the Asbury Latino Center, which is something we've inaugurated this year. But more than that being a historic moment, which it is a historic moment for Asbury. Asbury have never had a Latino center. Is the fact that we have this semester our first bilingual cohort for our bilingual program. And some of them are there going, come on, you can say something. Yes. And that's a historic event. It is the first time in the history of Asbury that we have a master's level class taught in another language other than English. And that is a bilingual program. It's both English and Spanish, and it's a historic moment. So when you leave this place, go somewhere and tell them there's history happening in the Flora Donnan campus. Amen? Amen. Would you join me in prayer? Gracious God, we thank you for this moment that you grant us to hear your word, and we pray that as we hear your word, we will be transformed into the people you want us to be. Gracious God, we pray for the one who speaks, forgive his sins, for they are many, that we may see in him Jesus and Jesus only. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Started like every other day with Jesus. Every day with Jesus was amazing. We saw things that were incredible. In front of our eyes, we saw things that were beyond human understanding, but we saw them every day. And so I woke up that day thinking that something amazing was going to happen, but started like every other day. We would, you know, turn off the fire that we had overnight, and then we would walk. We walked a lot with Jesus. We walked so much. It was amazing how much Jesus made us walk. But we walked that day, and as we approached Bethany, the village of Bethany, we saw Martha coming. I'm so excited about what I saw that day that I forgot to tell you. This story really starts 2 days before. Yeah, we were in the other side of the hill country, and Jesus was ministering and healing people and doing all these amazing things. And we got word that Lazarus, his friend, was ill. Now, you would think Jesus and Lazarus were close. Jesus really loved Lazarus and cared for Mary and Martha. He really loved them as a family. We had gone many times to their home. I mean, Mary had broken a vase of oil and had anointed Jesus. And we had spent many times just listening to the master teaching right there at their house. It was a great place. We loved them dearly. And we were sad to hear that Lazarus was ill. And we thought Jesus was going to stop what he was doing and just run to heal Lazarus. It was his friend. But Jesus waited. And I thought for a moment that he was worried that the religious leaders were looking for us back in Judea and that they might arrest us. So I was like, okay, Jesus, I'm glad we're not going. Because you know how it is. You know, sometimes you get arrested by association. It happens. And so we waited. And we waited. And we waited, which I thought was really a long time. And suddenly, that day, Jesus gets up and says, okay, we're going to Lazarus. We're going to see Lazarus. We're going to Bethany. We're just going to go see the man. Now, honestly, I was not the best of news for me because I already was thinking that maybe if we go back there, we get arrested. And without thinking, I said out loud, huh, let's go get arrested. And Peter, as always, kind of a little aggressive, hits me in the back of my head and says, come on, Thomas, stop whining. Let's go with the master. So there we walked to see Lazarus. And as we're approaching the village, we see Martha coming out. And, you know, she was going to receive us. We thought she was, you know, had happy to see us. But when she came, she said, Master, if you would have been here, my brother never would have died. Now, she knew Jesus had the power to raise him from the dead, but she didn't want that. She wanted him to be healed at that moment when she was in need. She didn't want to cry over his body. She wanted to rejoice and cry over his healing. And so she just confronted the master, and master said, "Do you believe? Do you believe?" And she says, "Yes, Lord, I believe in the resurrection. I believe it. It's going to happen." So she went away and went and got Mary. I got to tell you, what I saw that day was amazing. I never expected it. It was like beyond understanding. Even to this day, all this hundreds of years later, all to this day, I'm still amazed at what I saw that day. And Mary came, and the Lord spoke with her, and then we started walking to the tomb because Jesus said, "Take me to the tomb." Now, we were all expecting something. I mean, we had seen Jesus raise other people from the dead, so we were waiting to see it. I mean, don't get me wrong, we have seen it before, but despite the fact that we had seen it before, it was still exciting. And as we walked, as we were getting ready to go to the tomb, right there, right then, it happened. Right in front of my eyes. I couldn't believe it. It was beyond my comprehension at that moment. It just violated every understanding that I had about who Jesus was and who God was. Right there in front of me, God cried. Jesus wept. I know. You thought I was talking about the resurrection, right? No, that's amazing. Don't get me wrong. But Jesus cried right there in front. I saw God cry. Could you imagine that? The creator of the universe, the maker of heaven and earth, the one that would raise Lazarus from the dead, that one cried. He cried. On that day, I saw something I thought was impossible. I saw God to have empathy, not just sympathy. Jesus was not just had sympathy for the pain and the suffering of Mary and Martha. Jesus had empathy for them. He felt what they were feeling. He was not just putting his arm around them and saying, "Oh, don't worry, everything will be fine." He just didn't go and visit them to their home and sat there with his Bible open and said, "Oh, let me just read to you a psalm and let's pray." Jesus cried with them. Jesus felt what they were feeling. I got to tell you, that violated every single thought I had about who God was. Here was God crying, feeling what we were feeling, experiencing what we were experiencing. It's as if he walked in our own shoes. Since that day, I thought back on that moment. And I thought about how amazing that was. See, I realized on that day, as I think back, I realized that there's pain in our lives every day. There's difficulties every day. There's storms that come and take away things. There's people that get sick. There's people that die. There's people that lose everything. There's marriages that break apart. That happens. And my understanding until that moment was that God was supposed to avoid all those things from happening, you know, that he would keep those from happening, that it would never happen to one of his disciples. But on that day, I realized that it was not about avoiding the pain. It was that God wanted to walk with us in our pain, that God wanted to be with us in our suffering. That God wanted to care in a deep way, not just, "Oh yeah, we'll pray for you." But that he cried, he felt it, he was right there, and God was walking with them in that moment. It is amazing when God does miracles. I saw them all. I mean, I saw Jesus restore the blind. I saw Jesus make people walk. I saw Jesus raise people from the dead. It's amazing to see the miracles. I saw Jesus multiply the wine. That was pretty good. I saw Jesus do all these things to care for the needy and poor and to care for those in great pain. I saw it. But the realization that God is not just an arm's length away, just trying to, comfort us and, I love you, I care for you, I know you're going through a difficult time, don't worry, I'm going to make it better. No, it was the thought of seeing God right there, walking in our pain, suffering with me, suffering with them, suffering from those around them, being moved to tears. That changed my perception of who God is and how he behaves and what it means to be his follower. You know the end, how the story ends. You heard it, right? I mean, we've heard it before. I've heard it before. Jesus walks right up to the tomb and just kind of says, Lazarus, come up. And on that day, people saw the glory of God manifested in raising somebody from the dead. But I will never forget that Jesus wept. I'll be honest with you. I don't know much theology. And I don't know much biblical stuff. I'm just a disciple that learned from Jesus, and I did my best to spread the gospel when he was gone. And I don't know much about philosophy and the pain and why people that, you know, why good people suffer. I don't know about that stuff. I really don't. But what I do know is that on that day, I saw God cry. I saw Jesus weeping. Jesus wept. Amen.